Welcome back to Up the Villa podcast predicted lineup on a Friday. Feels weird doing this on a Friday. Normally it's been done by now, but you know, press conference dropped yesterday, so we should be able to get the right lineup right. So subscribe to the channel if you are new, drop this video a like and get involved in the comment section down below. But because it's early on a Friday morning, we're going to do a bit of a tester for your brain, get you in gear, get you ready for the episode. So me and Justin are going to work this one out together. So we're going to play a little game to start with. So it is called Where Were You? So it's a little bit like a wiki quiz. So what you've got to do is we'll do it together. But if you can get this before us, let us know whether you get it before us. So we've got the years on the left-hand side, the team that this player played for, the appearances and the goals. So basically, if you guess the league right, it goes green. So you can stay on the league that they're starting at or whatever, and we'll do it together then. So first guess, Justin. So they've only just left Manchester United. They've not played many games and they've hardly scored. So, I think United side, you can always, like, you know, the Freds and McTominays, they've played loads of games. This player hasn't. So, what we're thinking, I'm thinking maybe defender.
Yeah, it's got to be a defender, hasn't it? Two goals in 45 games, or a defensive midfielder. Just left Man United.
Yeah. This season. But he has played games. He's had appearances.
Not a lot in, what, six, 8 years? Yeah. 8 years, so a handful of games a year, or maybe they just come through the youth team. Maybe it was a youth player, academy
what
player.
What about, okay, first guess, what about that Chong that went to Blues?
Yeah, could be, yeah.
Should we put that as our first guess?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not coming up.
I just spell his name.
Gotta be. How do you spell his name? Right.
You spell his name. T A H I T H.
T
A H I T H. He's not in there.
No, it's not in there.
Can't view him.
Should we just have a mad guess then?
Go on.
He probably still plays, but we'll just go. Let's go Elanga. It's not Elanga. So he's gone on loan in 2016-2017 to Granada. So in that period that he was at Manchester United.
Jesus Christ, this is a hard one, isn't it?
It's a hard one.
It's a good start.
And he's scored 5 goals. So he's played. He played 35.
Is it Makeda? No, he left ages ago,
didn't he? But he was on loan in between that. It's not. What about Januzaj?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. I think he left a few years ago there, didn't he? It's proved our spelling ain't very good, is it?
No, it's terrible. But he's still...
So we've got the right league. We've got Man United.
My spelling's atrocious. So it's not. It can't be that Januzaj because he left a while and he was at Sunderland as well. Did he? No. We're gonna have to have a mad guess again. Well, we're just gonna have to just have a mad guess. We'll just get rid of this one then. So, who are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm really struggling with this one. I'm just trying to find out. I'm trying to work out who was in the squad at Man United. So, defender. We reckon he's a defender.
I reckon he's a midfielder. He's scored 5 goals on loan.
He won't be. It's not Twan Zabi, is it? Spelt. TUANZEBE.
It's not Twan Zabi either.
No.
Right, we'll just get rid of that. We'll just pick anyone, so we get rid of that.
Valencia.
Valencia on loan. 23 appearances, one goal.
No idea.
This one is just absolutely...
You've picked the hardest one going, yeah, haven't you, to start with?
I'm just getting rid of players so we can try and... Lazio on loan. Oh, my God. Who is this player?
Basically spent his whole career out on loan. 16, 17, 17, 18,
last
20,
year,
20...
At Lazio on loan.
Defender.
Well, the year before, he was on loan at Lazio. Scored one goal. This is so difficult. Well, we're going to have to just get rid of this name as well because I can't think of anyone. Flamengo on loan. 31 appearances, 7 goals. And that's like last season now.
It just shows my Manchester United knowledge is absolutely terrible.
I haven't got a clue. I have not got a clue, so we'll just...
Put in Mata.
No, it's not Mata, but...
Fred.
Who is it?
Fulham. He's at Fulham now.
Yeah.
24. So who went to Fulham from Man United? 24 games, 2 goals.
I've no idea, man. This one is impossible. Like, I thought it would be like a quick fire little starter to this.
I bet you people are looking at this, shouting at the screen, going, it's so and so. Fulham. Last year, two.
Still there now.
Doing me, Eddie.
I haven't got a clue. I'm going to chuck it. I'm just chucking it. It is Andres Pereira. Oh, my days.
I didn't know he'd gone to Fulham.
I'd have never got that.
I didn't even know he'd gone to Fulham.
Never in a million years would I have got that. Right, then, let's start the proper episode. right, let's go. I thought that would be a nice quick fire little cheat. That was hard, man. So, Chelsea, Villa, predicted lineup. Let's go. I'm looking forward to it. I think we have got to remember that it is a big test, haven't we? And it is a difficult game. You know, Chelsea... You just don't know what you're going to get with them, do you? They could turn up and be fantastic. Their recent form, up and down. It looks like they're concentrating on the Champions League, so that's going to be their only thing that they can win, or the thing that they can win to qualify for the Champions League. They're not really going to want Europa Conference, are they? So... motivation for the players, I still think it's a bit up and down. They'll have their eyes on the Champions League. Kante is potentially back, but again, I think they're going to want to save him, especially for the Champions League. So what you're saying, Justin, it's going to be a difficult game, isn't it? And I think it'll be a tight game. So what are your thoughts now, a day before the game?
Yeah, I'm pleased we've got Kamara back. I think we're more or less full strength, as close to full strength as we can possibly be, with the exceptions, obviously, of Carlos, who's not quite ready, and Coutinho, who's injured. So I'm happy with the way our squad's shaping up. The bench will be decent as well, and we've said all season this new 5 subs rule has helped us, I think. I think it really has, because we've got a manager now that knows how to properly use the bench as well. So I think players that start on the bench, they're not fazed at all by that, because they know that a lot of them, especially because he's using this sort of, you know, he's tightening down on the bench. He's not, you know, naming 9 subs, because he's only really naming players that he wants to use. So we are a squad-based game now, aren't we? And I think it'll be interesting to see what he does with Kamara, whether he throws him straight back in, given that how well John McGinn's done. I think it all depends on how he's trained. He said that yesterday, didn't he, in the press conference. It depends how it goes today. So by saying that, I think he's probably dampening down our expectations of him to start.
Do you think?
I would possibly, yeah. I think if he said he's...
The thing is, it's like he's not been out the side for a long time to not be not match fit, has he? I think it's one of those injuries where if he's fit, he can play. If he's ready, he can play.
I just wonder whether he would just stick with McGinn for one more game, use Kamara off the bench possibly. You know, if we want to push McGinn a bit further forward, we've got that option on the bench. And we have got a game on Tuesday night as well against Leicester. So, you know, if he trains well today, maybe gets half an hour tomorrow, just eases his way back in with a view to possibly starting and being back in the first team on Tuesday. I mean, I could be utterly wrong about that. He could just say, yep, you're fit, you're ready, you're a quality player, get straight back in the team, which would then, like we suggested, release McGinn to play a bit further forward, which he's excelled at. So it is a conundrum, yeah. It's all down to how the manager sees Kamara's fitness. I think we'd all like to see Kamara in the team because he's such a good player, but I don't know. I think I'd be erring. I don't know. I'm really on the fence. I'm 50-50. Yeah. It's gonna be McGinn or Kamara there, isn't it? And then that affects what's going a bit further forward.
Yeah. I mean, this is how Chelsea set up against Everton in their last game. And if I look at this, and I spoke about it on the match preview, there's one area that I think Villa can do some damage in this game, and it is in central midfield. It's a little box four sort of double pivot, two either side, two in front that form that little nice box. I think that is where, you know, if this is Chelsea's midfield here, and you've got sort of like the floating striker, Havertz, you've got João Felix floating round or whoever, you've got the wing-backs in here, if that's what they're going to go with. I think if Villa have got sort of like a four in there, sort of, I think that's going to like disrupt what Chelsea are doing, and I think that is the area. So for me, if I'm looking at that, thinking that's our area where I think we can get a bit of joy, I really want Kamara to play.
I would agree. I mean, you got Fernandes and Kovacic played there last game. If I'm brutally honest, I think for a £100 million footballer, I've been a little bit disappointed with Fernandes.
Whenever I've watched him play, I think he's too deep for me.
He's
so deep. And I'm like, I don't think he's that type of. He's literally playing in the Kante role at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, he made his name.
Trying to like make do with what they got, but I just don't think you're getting the best out of him at all. From deep, I see him like spraying balls left, right, and centre, and I'm like, he needs to be further forward because his passing range is great. So I think I'm happy that he's there because I don't think that's his position. So hopefully, you know, Kante is on the bench on Saturday and they've gone with Enzo sitting really deep. So, I just think when I'm looking at Chelsea at the minute, I just think their team looks a little bit disjointed, doesn't it? Like, I feel like he's at a bit of a crossroads, Potter, with what he did at and what he succeeded with at Brighton. You know, that formation of like, you know, he did play three at the back, didn't he? And I think he's trying it with Chelsea and I don't know. I don't think he's got the right players at the minute to sort of do what he wants because they ain't really got a striker either, have they? And he never had one at Brighton. But
it's very odd, isn't it? I mean, because they play wing backs and they're going to be playing five at the back, it does look a little bit light in that centre midfield, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, I don't think Mount's back, is he? So they are relying on Pulisic.
Yeah, but Mount don't play.
No,
I mean this is backing up what I'm saying. So this is their average position. So there's the three at the back. They've got wing backs here and here, which okay, they're high, but you'd think that then should make up that structure in midfield. But this was their average position against Everton, and they did have a lot of the ball. But I just see a massive gap here and here.
Well, no. not only just there, but down the flanks. I mean, if they're really overloading the way that looks like they're overloading, it's almost like five up top, isn't it? So we should be able to exploit down the flanks, I think, and maybe even through the middle a little bit. I mean, all right, three centre halves and two holding midfielders, essentially five. They're basically playing five at the back and five up front, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they are at home, so they're going to be expecting to have a lot of possession. But I don't think they realise. Well, I don't know. Do they realise what Villa's going to, what, you know, type of team we are now than what we're going to turn up? You would think Potter have done his research. We're a different animal than what we played at the start of the season. So yeah. I think we're going to cause them a lot of problems. I really do. I think we're going to cause them a hell of a lot of problems.
Me too. We'll go with the back four. Well, back two as normal. And we'll just fill in quickly some of the positions that I think are dead certs and we can all agree on. If we go, well, I think we've got to play them mixed up here. Well, we'll get Luiz, move that one over. We've got Luiz, Watkins, obviously going up top. So, you know, I think if we look at this now and we think, how can Chelsea hurt Villa? I think it's going to be in these areas here, isn't it? Because if you're saying they've got wing-backs, so they're going to use a lot of width, I think. So our full-backs are going to have to be spot-on. I think Moreno or Luca Dean are going to have to, you know, if we go with the left-hand side being a little bit heavier, then we've definitely got to watch this area. So we've got to try and pin back their right-back with our left-back. So who are you going left-back, Justin?
I think Moreno.
Yeah.
I think he sticks with Moreno and then he's generally tended to use Dean off the bench, hasn't he, with, you know, when Moreno's tiring, because he does have a lot of work to do down that left-hand side, up and down all game. So you generally see about half an hour, 60, 70 minutes out of him, and then you know, Dean comes on with fresh legs to see the game out, which I think is pretty sensible.
Yeah, and it's going to be young, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we heard yesterday a bit of a curveball with Young or Chambers being thrown into the mix. As I said, I think Chambers, after hearing that, makes sense because, you know, we do play a false right back, as we said yesterday. But I do see Young taking up that position, I think. And then if we need to see the game out, we can throw Chambers on as a more defensively minded player in that position, especially if they don't tend to go long and lump the ball into the box, do they? But, you know, he's more of a defender than Young. So there's an option again there to switch it with half an hour, 20 minutes to go.
Cool. Well, I think that's the back five. I like it. I like the look of it. Big decisions to make now. Do we stick and do we think he's going to go with what we saw against Bournemouth, or is he going to put Kamara in?
Go on.
This is a big game, isn't it, for Unai? Because it's a game against a side that are technically a top five team in the Premier League, aren't they? You know, wherever you want to put them, whether they're top four this season, they're not.
You're going exactly the same way as I'm going, mate.
So they're a top team, and it's a big test. If we get in top 10, we win this game, we overtake them, we go into the top 10, that European charge is on, and Unai has got a big result against a top team. With that in mind,
Kamara
goes straight in.
Yeah.
He has to go straight
in. The only way he doesn't start tomorrow is if there is a slight question mark over his fitness.
And if he can make the bench, he can play. So he should start this game, I think. Because, let's be honest, I don't want to put loads of pressure on this game, but technically it's probably like one of the biggest games we've had in like a while, because the summer on it, isn't there? Because if we can win, we sort of like, everybody will look at those fixtures on Saturday evening and go, Villa beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Like, we know that they're like on the charge with Unai, but it's like one of those games where you just look and take note. And I think we've got to go into it as strong as we can and try and get the result. I think
it could really be like a putting the marker down, like you say. You know, we know we're a good side. We know we're comfortable now mid table. Where can we take it? And it could be one of them games where all of a sudden the rest of the Premier League and the top six suddenly take a bit of notice of us and say, "Oh, okay, they are the real deal. You know, they are going to be mixing with us." And I think it's a good time to play them. We're in good form. We've got a lot of players fit, so I think it's. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, and I think it's for, like, if I look at the game, like what we've just explained, like for me, I don't need Villa to beat Chelsea to show that I know Villa are going in the right direction. But I think as a bit of a wake up call for everybody else, I think that's what it would potentially be. And you know, we spoke about on the match preview that we were saying, like, Europe, you know, there is a small possibility. And a lot of the response in the comment section was, well, we have to beat Chelsea, so let's go out and beat Chelsea then. So let's go out and try and do it. So I think for me, cash would make this full strength for Aston Villa.
Yeah.
But this position now for me makes it full strength, I think. And I'm going to go Buendia. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think McGinn. The other plus point of Kamara being back and being in the team is with Cash missing, that extra energy that McGinn brings to that side, you know, he won't have that.
There.
Yeah, yeah. He won't have that. He won't have to just sit in the middle and do that. He will be able to get it up and down that right-hand side. As we know, his energy levels are ridiculous, so he will be helping out in the middle. He'll be, you know, covering Ashley Young. He'll be getting forward himself. It gives him that little bit more freedom than he has playing in the six. So I think that's another big reason why I think Kamara will definitely, hopefully, start the game, I think, because it does release McGinn into that area where he can help out Ashley Young as well.
Yeah.
And Buendia is playing probably some of the best football he's played since he's been at the club. So for me, he plays.
We've got like a lot of players in that midfield that are all getting to like the best version of themselves, aren't they? At this time of the season, I could literally run through this whole team now, and say Martinez's kicking's got better, Mings and Consa look the best I've looked in absolute years. I mean, I go back to when we played Newcastle this season and the two of them looked like they'd never played a game together. The defending was that bad. And then you transform it into the life under Unai and they look the best they've ever looked. Moreno's getting better. Kamara's just class. Luiz looks the best he's looked in a Villa shirt. Ramsey and McGinn are looking back to their best in a Villa shirt as well. Buendia and Watkins, you know, the job Unai's done with these players, and yes, some of them might not even be here next year. You don't know. They might not be first choice players, but the job that he has done with them is already massively improved every single one of them. And I think that is a massive plus point as well.
Well, you just look at that midfield five. At the moment, there's not really a weak link there. Ramsey's in good form. He's really grasping his chance now and seems to have settled right down under Emery. McGinn, again, after a difficult start to the season, his form is outstanding, club and country. Luiz has just been named Player of the Month because he's been that good. Kamara's just been a Rolls-Royce since the day he walked through the door. And Buendia's in great form. And Watkins, he's banging the goals in week in, week out. Something that, you know, we always hoped he had in his locker. But he's now producing and you can't fault him. The back four's pretty solid. The two centre-halves are playing well. Moreno's fitted in a treat. It's a shame Cash is injured. But Ashley Young has proven time and time again this season what an asset he is to the squad and what an experienced and top professional he is. So I've no qualms about him coming in. And we've got the best goalkeeper in the world. You know, we're going to beat Chelsea, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So I'm really looking forward to the game. So that will be it for this episode. We will have a women's WSL preview tomorrow as well. That's coming out tomorrow morning for any of you that are enjoying the content we've been creating for the women's side. And then we'll be back tomorrow evening with match reactions. And then, you know, I think we'll have the debrief on Sunday evening. And then we'll have a preview for Leicester on Monday as well. So going to be a bit of a mad one. But cheers, everyone that's enjoyed the content. And up the Villa.
Up the Villa.